They say, there she goes, that old holy roller. Think she's special, someone needs to tell her that she ain't no better than me. They say she's such a geek, that old Jesus freak. Every time she opens up her mouth to speak, she's always talking about being sacred holy. That was me, Miss Unpopular. Never asked to be part of the in crowd. Everyone knew who I was, 'cause my life screamed Jesus out.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, January the 12th, 2014. So now, the last ancestor in this scripture given for Yahushua is Adam. And guess what? Adam is called the Son of God. Adam is not only male, Adam is male and female. So we are all sons and daughters of the Most High. Remember chapter 4, Exodus. Israel is my firstborn. Israel means God prevails. That power in every human being to prevail over wickedness within ourselves and the wickedness of the system. That power of prevailing in the universe is the firstborn power of Yahweh existing, because when we are tied to that power of life, watchers of noon, existing and living, Yahweh, we have to prevail. Adam, the son of God. Adam, the daughter of God, goddess, the human family, sons and daughters of the Most High. In chapter 4, we see that Jesus is full of the Holy Ghost and returns from Jordan and goes into the wilderness. And the word Jordan is descender. That's interesting. Descender. Now, we know Allah is ascender. And Jordan here is descender, to prostrate, to come down, march down, decline, sink down, to be brought down. So Yahushua goes, returns from Jordan, and is led by the Spirit into the wilderness. So Jordan represents, on the good side, you could say, our power to bring down wickedness, death, hell, and destruction. But on the bad side, we are victims of Caesar and the wicked ruling class who have descended us, brought us down from being sons and daughters of the Most High to being sycophants, subservient, servile servants to the system of death, hell, and destruction. So Yahushua returned from Jordan, led into the wilderness, and the wilderness rooted in words that have to do with we who are the sheep who have been forsaken by the leaders of this world, forsaken by the presidents and the prime ministers and the heads of governmental, financial, educational, and religious institutions. Those who are supposed to be shepherds that lead us into green pasture. Those who are supposed to be the husbands of the people. We are the wife, the woman rejected, abandoned, widowed, left to be dead and alone and solitary and destroyed. So this is the symbolic reality that Yahushua is going into as he fasts, as he prays, and identifies with the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And so, in this condition, the devil comes to him. The word devil, let me see now. The word devil is diabolos, the slanderer, the accusing falsely, slanderer, false accuser, calumniator, that one who accuses you and me of such actions that cause enmity to come upon us. Let me see that word, calumniator. I love to know the definitions of words. Calumny, vilification, a false statement that harms the reputation of an individual, business, product, group, government, religion, or nation. So Satan, the devil, influencing Caesar and the Roman Senate and the Roman Empire to slander the oppressed, slander the masses, to say things like they're not educated, to say things like they're not connected to the proper families. Isn't that the same that is said of you and me today? They don't have proper pedagogy, education. They don't have proper pedigree, bloodline. So we are justified, this is the wicked talking, in crushing and denying health care to the people, denying unemployment benefits to the people. In Detroit, the people denied living wage jobs, the CEOs taking advantage of the slave wage, low wage labor market, destroying the people, destroying wages, destroying property value, the revenues that would come through taxes, can't come through taxes because you've lowered the tax base. The people have no money. They have no living wage job. They can't maintain the property. They can't pay the taxes. The revenues must come from someplace. What do? Go into the pensions of the city workers who deferred raises so that they could have a pension to live on when they retired. This is their money. This is their right. And so the wicked say, oh, they're nothing. They have no pedagogy. They have no pedigree. They're a part of the poor working class. We are justified in destroying them. This is Satan. This is the devil. This is slander. This is calumny. This is the system using whatever they want to justify destroying the masses of the people. And so the devil begins to tempt and try Yahushua, saying, if you be the Son of God, turn this stone to bread. And Jesus says that the word of God says that you cannot live by bread alone, but by every word of God. The word produced the bread. This is science, sisters and brothers. If we get the word of the Most High, we have access to everything under the sun, all the science to life. That science that produces bread out of the earth from seed that dies to produce the grain, that produces the bread that came from the water, that also is in the science of photosynthesis, that the sun and light and water coming together to produce the grain and life from the grain and vegetation that gives us life. If we understand the word of God, if we understand the science, then we don't bow to Satan. See, what this represents is how the system comes to us to cause us to sell out. And they will tell us, they will feed us and house us and clothe us and give us a job if we bow down to them. Satan says, all the kingdoms of the world are mine, and I will give them to you and give glory to you that is wrapped up in the kingdoms given to me, delivered to me. I'll give it to you if you bow down and worship me. What does this mean? This means that he is asking Yahushua, Jesus, to bend and punk out and bow to the system. The kingdoms of the world were in the hands of Satan and are yet in the hands of Satan. The kingdoms of this world, this world system, Caesar then, America, Britain, Israel now, have conquered the known world and have taken the land, wealth, and resources and taken the authority to rule from the people and have put it in the hands of evil, wicked spirit, soul, energy. So the devil is saying, I'll give this to you. You can be the Caesar. I'll put Caesar out of the way and you can rule. And so Yahushua says, get thee behind me. Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. The Lord thy God, Yahweh, Yahweh, the Lord. This means we reject Caesar. We reject the Roman Senate. We reject those in power and authority. They rule on behalf of Satan. The word Satan has to do with being an adversary. An adversary who opposes God, opposes Christ. That one who incites us to apostasy and into sin. Who, that one who circumvents men and women by wiles, meaning using the system to confuse and boggle the minds of the people to cause us not to think like the Most High would want us to think, but think like they would want us to think. Watch this. When you look at Syria, when you look at what's going on in the Middle East, they have us supporting Al-Qaeda through confusion. They confuse us. Go to the Washington Times, go to the Washington Post, and Google the Obama administration finances Al-Qaeda. On the one hand, you read that truth. Then on the other hand, they tell us Al-Qaeda is the enemy, perpetrated 9/11, Osama bin Laden, so on and so forth. They don't tell us that the CIA trained all of those who were so-called a part of 9/11. CIA created Al-Qaeda. Whatever Osama did, bin Laden, he did it on behalf of the CIA and then turned around and told the truth that the CIA and those in government of the United States of North America were behind 9/11. So you see how they circumvent us with their wiles, with their confusion. And so Jesus says, get thee behind me, system. Get thee behind me, adversary of God and the people. Get behind me, you who oppose righteousness and truth. We will serve the Lord. We will serve Yahweh. We will not serve Caesar. We will not serve that spirit, soul, energy that opposes freedom, justice, and equality. So Satan takes him on a high place, says, throw yourself down. Let the angels save you. And so Yahushua says, do not tempt the Lord thy God. Don't play with the Most High. Don't play with the forces of nature on purpose. If you fall by accident, fine. But don't jump and then expect the spirit soul energies to come to our aid. Don't jump into the system and then expect the spirit soul energies to save us and we jumped into the thing on purpose. No. Let us purposefully work with the forces of nature and not tempt the spirit soul energies and not tempt Yahweh, not tempt existing. Let me see that word tempt right quick. That word tempt is, it has to do with prove and test and prove the character and power of the Most High. So we don't want to, in the negative sense, prove and test the Most High unnecessarily. No, we line up with the Most High, and the Most High will come to our aid. When we fall into traps set up by the system because we stood up for truth, justice, and righteousness, when we find ourselves in jail because we are political prisoners, because we decided that we would stand up and activate and become attuned and call the earth into order, call the universe into order, the Most High comes to our aid and aids us in the propagation of life. So the devil was finished with Yahushua for a time. And now Yahushua returns to Galilee and begins to teach in the synagogue. Now this Yahushua is a tough dude. He goes right into the church. The word Galilee is circuit. Circuit. Now we're going to make a circuit, a circle of righteousness. We're going to encircle the people with the waters of noon. We are starting at zero. We are starting at tranquility and peace and no boundaries, no barriers. We are starting at oneness and union. We are going now into the synagogue, into the church, into the temple, and we are going to begin to teach this truth because we are in love with the human family. He taught in the synagogues and became glorified. He began to gain a following. He began to teach with power and authority. He began to say things like, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. And so what he is doing, Yahushua, is preaching revolution, preaching against Caesar, preaching against the system, preaching against the Roman Senate and the Roman Empire, preaching against the governor sent by Caesar, preaching against Herod. He's taking up where John left off. John criticized all the evil done by Herod on behalf of Caesar. Jesus, Yahushua, picks it up and begins to teach this truth right in the face of the high priests, right in the face of the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees and all of them. And he was teaching so hard. He was talking about how the word of the Most High came to the widow in the days of, is it Elias or Elisus or Elisha? Elias brought the word to, was it a widow? Yeah, she was a widow. Sarepta was a widow. Let me see if I can. These words have so much meaning, sisters and brothers. It's almost criminal to go over. Sarepta means smelting. Smelting, refinery. Goldsmith. Refinery. Goldsmith. Smelter. Refiner. Sisters and brothers, I'm so glad I hit the definition of this word. Elias. Elijah is defined as my God is Jehovah. Elijah. My God is Jehovah. So my God is life. And I'm going to a people that have the knowledge of smelting and bringing metal and minerals and materials and resources out of the earth. But the wicked ruling class and ruling families have taken that power from the people. And so Elijah represents the word of the Most High coming to the people to give us the power to have authority over our energies so that we may work and create resources for ourselves, that we may go into the resource of time, energy, and space, land, wealth, resources for ourselves. The widow is she who has been betrayed and abandoned and left to die. We, the masses, are the widow. Our husband, the leaders, have abandoned us and left us to die. And so the word of God is coming to us to give us power and strength to get up and stand up and take possession over our lives. And so Yahushua is teaching this truth right in the synagogue. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath. And the word wrath has to do with angry, mad. They're angry and they're ready to do some harm to Yahushua because Yahushua is condemning their system. Yahushua is condemning Caesar and condemning the governor and condemning Herod. And so in verse 29, chapter 4, they rose up to thrust him out of the city and led him to the hill to throw him down. And he, Yahushua, passed right by them. I want to say to you, sisters and brothers, look at your babies, look at the children, and know that they will have the ability to escape harm. They will be able to pass right through the enemy as they stand up in the churches and the mosques and the cathedrals and stand up against Satan, stand up against the devil, stand up against the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, and begin to stand up for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And even though those in power will seek to do them harm, these babies, these youth, will be so in tune with spirit, soul, energy, that they will be able to escape harm. Teach this to the babies. Expand their minds that they will be able to know this power is within them. And they were astonished. He came down to Capernaum, a city in Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. Research the definitions of these words. The Sabbath has to do with the celebration of freedom, justice, and equality. The work and action to eliminate all debt and all slavery and return the land back to the people. He was teaching with power and authority, and the people were astonished. And the word power is zousia, a feminine noun. Liberty, power of choice, power to leave, physical and mental power. He was teaching the people that they have the power to choose to be liberated and be free. They have the power to use their minds and their spiritual abilities and physical and moral abilities and strength that are from the Most High to exercise authority over their lives. Watch this. The power of rule or government. Yahushua was teaching that they can be the ruler. They can be the magistrate. They can be the potentate. They can rule their lives and have and form government. Form independent institutions and government that will be independent of Caesar. Then next came a man that was afflicted by the devil. Let me see. A man who had a spirit of an unclean devil came. This symbolizes Caesar and Rome as an unclean devil coming to destroy and oppress the people. This symbolizes the system that we live under today, full of disease. The word disease is a feminine noun. We see that our feminine side is afflicted with disease and sickness. The human family, the masses, the oppressed. We are sick. We need health. We need access to health care. We are full of disease and sickness coming from the system. Yahushua, health, wealth, prosperity, deliverance, liberty is relief in our lives from sickness. This means study medicine, study health, study how to be healthy spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. Let's take our next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.